Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weissen here, coming at you live from my makeshift studio arc on my kitchen table. Listen, I don't know about you, but lately it feels like negativity is trying to hijack our brains like some kind of emotional virus. It's that little voice in the back of our heads whispering doubts, fears, and all sorts of not-so-nice things about ourselves. Ever get hit with that wave of I can't do this or I'm not good enough? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us. But guess what? We don't have to let it run the show. Today, we're diving deep into the world of modern stoicism and how we can use these ancient wisdom techniques to silence that inner critic and build some serious confidence. Let's break it down, folks. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you crush those negative thoughts and become your own hype squad. First up, awareness is key. You wouldn't keep a leaky faucet running without noticing it, right? Same goes for those pesky negative thoughts. Start paying attention to when they pop up. What triggers them? Are there specific situations, people, or even thoughts that send you down the negativity spiral? Recognizing your patterns is the first step to breaking free. Think of it like taking a mental inventory. Next, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as facts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our negative self-talk is based on distorted thinking or past experiences that no longer apply. It's time to put on your inner detective hat and investigate those thoughts. You might be surprised by what you discover. Thirdly, practice gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on the good stuff can instantly shift your mood? Gratitude is like a superpower against negativity. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the things in your life, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning. Remember, happiness isn't about chasing external validation, it's about appreciating what you already have. Now, let's talk about action. You know that feeling when you procrastinate on something because you doubt your abilities? Yeah, well, guess what? Action is the ultimate antidote to self-doubt. When you take small steps towards your goals, even if they seem insignificant, you build momentum and confidence. Start with baby steps, celebrate those wins, and watch your self-belief soar. Finally, remember that you are not alone in this journey. We all struggle with negative thoughts from time to time. Surround yourself with positive people who uplift you and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. You deserve to feel confident and empowered. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. She was an incredible artist, but constantly struggled with self-doubt. Every time she finished a piece, she'd beat herself up for perceived flaws, convinced no one would appreciate her work. One day, she stumbled upon a Stoicism podcast, maybe even mine. Inspired by the message of resilience and self-acceptance, Sarah decided to take action. She started sharing her art online, focusing on the joy of creating rather than seeking external validation. Slowly but surely, she gained confidence and a supportive community. Now, Sarah's art is not only admired, but it also inspires others to embrace their own creative journeys. See? It's all about shifting your perspective and taking those first brave steps. Alright folks, let's recap. We've talked about recognizing negative thoughts, challenging them, practicing gratitude, taking action, and remembering that you're not alone on this journey. Remember, building confidence is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to overcome negative self-talk? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of modern Stoicism wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep rocking those confidence goals. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.